tuned in to the Community Cats Podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey LeBaron, and I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 30 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. But today, we're changing it up a little bit. This is the last show for the year. So I'm here and I'm going to just spend a little bit of time with you today, share some of my thoughts about community cat leadership. You know, is it a calling? And it's also a community. So tuck yourselves in, wrap yourself up, grab a little cup of tea, because I'm going to just sort of chat for a few minutes with you as we close out our 2025 year here at the Community Cats Podcast, and we prepare to move forward into 2026. And I really hope you will continue to be part of this journey with us as we move forward. And so thank you for all that you have done and continue to do. And hopefully you'll just give me a little bit of time to listen in on some of my thoughts about what the state of the world is for community cats. So thanks again for tuning in. Happy holidays again. And I am the host of the Community Cats Podcast, but I'm also now the head cat of the newly formed Community Cats Central. We are the place to go and the people to turn to for help, support when you want to turn your passion for cats into action. And you're going to hear that over and over again from me today while I'm chatting away. It's so important to us here at the Community Cats Central that we're able to give you the tools that you need to be able to be successful helping cats in your community, as well as helping yourself and helping make this work that we all do a little bit easier for everybody and maybe even a bit more impactful. So you're most likely you're listening to me today because you're a person who has a connection to a cat or cats that you want to do more for them and help care for them. And you want to be able to give more, do more. How do we do this without really knowing where to start, how to start? And so we're the place that you hopefully can go to and we can help guide you with this or help find somebody in your community that can help you buddy up with to be able to help those cats in your backyard or in your neighborhood or the cats that you know about or just the cat that you want to be able to bring home and just do the best for that cat. We're about the tools in the toolbox that you're able to have to help cats. So we're connectors, we're the enablers, we're the brainstormers, we're the advocates and the inventors. And guess what? You will be too. And so if any one of you happens to reach out to us with a question about a cat in any way, shape, or form, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you're getting the answers that you need. There are a lot of cats out there. There are a lot of people out there. And we want to just make sure that you all have access to the resources that you need. You may be individuals, you may be organizations, you may be at different life stages in this process, but it's important that we provide information for folks at all levels. And so with that being said, once you learn how to help community cats in your backyard or in your neighborhood, you're becoming a leader. When I look at any person who contacts us here at the Community Cats Podcast, soon to be Community Cats Central, I feel like you will all have the capability of being a leader, a representative of the cat advocacy and the cat culture that we want to create in all of our communities. You represent something that's just so much bigger than just helping that one cat. And I don't want to belittle that because helping that one cat is incredibly valuable. I assisted my first feline leukemia positive adoption cat, Nala. That one cat changed dramatically the way I thought about adopting out feline leukemia positive cats. So that one cat can mean so very, very much to you, but it is much bigger than that one cat. You're representing a new behavior, a new calling as to how we are addressing cats in our community. One little spark can potentially become this big changing fire, basically, in the community, which helps us serve cats. We are all setting an example of quietly just getting the job done and helping cats. So I want to just, you know, reach out and thank you and be supportive of your efforts of getting the job done, helping get those cats spayed or neutered, reducing cat overpopulation, being able to get the support you need for the kittens that you find out there. And again, big shout out and thank you to all of you that are doing this. You have become a leader, and I want you to celebrate and understand that you are a representative of a group much larger than just yourself. So you are also not alone. So as a leader, you know, I do challenge this group of folks that are tuning in and listening to the Comedy Cats podcast, listening to our interviews of all these folks that are turning their passion for cats into action. And I'm challenging you to act like leaders, to behave like leaders, to be leaders, to set the example that you want everyone else to follow. So as we move into 2026, I'm going to challenge this group to take some time to reflect on what your own goals are going to be in 2026. Make them realistic, make them attainable. Don't think you're one person and you can handle a whole city. You need to be realistic in your goals, and so you won't be frustrated, you won't get overwhelmed, you won't feel burnout. We also know that there are certain times of the year that things will happen, and you need to prepare for those times. How am I going to respond to a situation when I know there's going to be a significantly higher number of kitten requests? How am I going to prepare for things that we know will happen? Because then we'll be prepared for the uncertainties that approach us and come to us during the course of the year. So while we are in this time of holidays, and if you're in the car or you have a moment to yourself, please just take a little bit of time and reflect on how you may address this upcoming year, how you're going to ensure you'll take care of yourself, but also how can I be more efficient, more effective, more productive, therefore being able to help more cats in the community and enable and support and connect with others. More on that as we go along here. So if we're going to improve the lives of the cats in your community, it's going to take a large village of collaborative and cooperative efforts. So I'm going to ask, do you know your neighbors? Do you know the civic organizations in your community? Take the time to say thank you to these organizations. Don't reach out to businesses or people when you need something. Stay in touch with them. Say thank you, and I bet you they'll say thank you back to you. So I want to just ask folks, you know, to think about how they want to be those connective tissues when it comes to cats, the connective tissues in their own community. And if you become those connectors, inevitably you'll become an expert and the community will reach out to you for support and resources, and not in a demanding way. They will reach out because they know you know all those possible tools that are in your toolbox to help cats. Back in July of 2025, the Community Cats podcast team, Elizabeth, Kristen, myself, we all met to talk about what our next phase was going to be with regards to the podcast. And we decided to do this rebrand and redesign of our educational programs and become Community Cat Central, which is very exciting. We felt like we were providing educational programming and the podcast, and we're doing a good job. I mean, it was all fine, but we weren't able to provide the educational resources at the immediate moment and time that you needed that support. And so one of the high points of our project is that there's going to be a lot of on-demand content in our e-learning center, as well as ways of folks being able to network and connect with one another. So think of some masterminds that might be geo-specifically located so that you will have a chance to meet others in the community that are doing the work that you're doing. Maybe you know each other and maybe you don't. So we want to try and help become much more of a connecting organization and have some live dialogue between those of you that are out there and have been really great supportive listeners of the podcast. So we're sort of kicking it up a notch and we're trying to get more of a personal community feeling. And we want you to create community in your service areas, in your target areas. Do some of the things we're trying to do at this higher level. We want you to do it right in your own backyard. We're going to be continuing to build out this program throughout 2026. We want to thank you all for your patience as we do this build out, and we hope you will enjoy it. There's lots of bells and whistles with this e-learning center, and we can't wait to share them all with you, but we do have a bit of a learning curve, I must say. And so again, thank you again for being patient with that. As we did this strategic planning session in July also, we sort of came up with some key themes that we felt were really important that we wanted to help facilitate and support this sort of group of folks. So positive connections. So as you're out there giving you the information, whether you are meeting people through social media, you know, we have breakout sessions, open network, becoming and developing these positive connections. And I say positive because I want to make sure we are connecting in a positive way. Yes, in this world, there are a lot of folks that we disagree with, a lot of folks that we approach our work and our passion towards cats in different ways. But there are ways for us to be able to communicate in a way that has a positive framework to it rather than a negative connotation. So that's where you're sort of building up into this level of becoming an expert. So you're learning about what a community cat needs assessment is, sharing information with your community, with your neighbors, being able to define the challenges and strategic goals publicly, you know, for the community. So trying to explain, you know, why is it we can't just take all the cats away, trap them and take them away to wherever land, and that the world will be a better place for cats. So being able to explain that to the community and understand that that may not be the best solution for those cats and for the community in general. Being able to share and engage in challenging conversations in a calm manner and have positive outcomes. Aha moments are where, you know, you see the proof of concept. So you've worked in this backyard to get all of the cats trapped. And for years, it was maybe you had like 50% of the cats spayed or neutered, but still there were always kittens. You were always having to go back for kittens. And then finally, you get all of the cats trapped. You're so excited, doing the happy dance. And then the next summer, you see no kittens. And then you understand what getting to that 100% sterilization rate with those outdoor cats really looks like and how it really impacts the reduction of cat overpopulation for the outdoor cats. You understand that there are other tools out there, like using a paper collar, the trap neuter return, how to translate and explain and share these resources out in the community. Another way of preventing cat overpopulation, understanding the reasoning that we do have overpopulation in shelters. So this is this sort of a group of folks that are learning and utilizing our TNR certification workshops, which we have our next one on January 3rd. You're learning on how to become an expert. You're, you know, an individual, but you're creating these positive connections. You're learning new things, really creating this theme of positive connectivity amongst everybody. Extremely important. We have a lot of work to do. We don't have a lot of energy for that negative energy. We need to channel all of our energy into this positive, connective energy. And that's where the cat conference comes in. It's, you know, it's like the Woodstock of cat loving, passionate cat people. We come together virtually. We're doing this on January 24th and 25th. We may still have a few scholarships available, so you can certainly check that out. But that's like really our kickoff to the year of 2026. This is our kickoff. We're going to really get out there. We have really very exciting presentations. We're going to see some familiar faces. Some of the folks from the United Spay Alliance are going to be there. Brian Cordes will be there. We're going to have some cat cafes, which will be kind of interesting this year. So we're going to talk about some of the outside of the box, creative thinking, how we can support our cats. So feel free to check that out. But for the folks that are becoming an expert in the field, these are the resources that they're able to utilize. We have an on-demand TNR certification workshop, on-demand return to home certification workshop, along with our surrender prevention program. So lots of stuff going on in our e-learning center for those of you who are just starting out and understanding how we can reduce cat overpopulation. I started out with the Newburyport story, which it will put a link in the show notes to the academic study that was done with regards to Newburyport. But, you know, the crib notes version that I'd love to share with you all today, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Newburyport story and one of my big aha moments and why I'm here sharing it, we started out with 300 cats on the Newburyport waterfront, 14 feeding stations. In first year in 1992, 125 cats were removed from the waterfront. And then over time, through attrition, adoption, and other avenues, aging out, many of our cats lived to be 16 to 18 years old. But by 2008, the last cat had passed away. So all 14 feeding stations were basically closed down in 2008. TNR does work. TNR with a managed group. We had volunteers feeding those cats twice a day. We had the business community. The Chamber of Commerce was very intimately involved in all of this. It's a 100% studied, successful proof of concept in an area where the piping plover is an endangered species, very seriously protected, and we collaborated with wildlife. They've never had any issues with regards to our trap neuter return programs in the area that they operate. So it's an extremely successful case study that I hope you all will take the time to read, because it just means that then you have some proof there that this does work. Not to say that it doesn't value what you're doing in your own community, because that is the most important thing to do. So taking one trailer park and doing TNR and spay neuter for the owned cats in that one trailer park can be a massively successful avenue to take to be able to do a proof of concept for the community, and getting buy-in from the community as well, from especially like the business community and foundations and funders. That is definitely a very successful approach. So start out by developing these positive connections, whether you are working on a backyard, understanding the neighbors and how they have connections with those cats, or if you're working on a large city block, or you're developing a nonprofit organization.
It's estimated there are hundreds of thousands of cats living outside in New York City, over 500,000. And the wild thing? They've always been here, right underfoot. We just haven't been paying attention.
It is cats everywhere. I am very heartbroken.
Starts with one cat, and before you know it, is another one and another one, and then one is really sick. I started making phone calls. Can somebody come pick them up?
Rain, snow, shine. How they survive is beyond me.
Think about feeding 29 cats every morning. I couldn't afford to do that.
This isn't just a story about cats. It's about systems, about poverty, housing, burnout, and what happens when we're forced to build something better from the ground up. From Flatbush Cats, this is Underfoot, a new podcast uncovering New York City's cat crisis and how we can fix it together. Follow now wherever you listen.
Confident, compassionate, certified. If you're ready to make a real difference for community cats, it all starts with the right training. Join us this weekend for the next TNR certification workshop presented by Neighborhood Cats and hosted by us, the Community Cats Podcast. This expert-led interactive online event will walk you through everything you need to know, from planning a trapping project and using the right equipment, to colony care, dealing with tough neighbors, and working with spay-neuter clinics. Whether you're just getting started or want to sharpen your skills, this workshop will help you trap smarter and save more lives. All attendees receive a digital certificate after passing a brief quiz, plus access to a private Facebook group for ongoing support, along with extensive handouts and resources. Can't make it live? We got you. Registration includes access to the full recording and all handouts. Get all the details and register now at communitycatspodcast.com/TNR. That's communitycatspodcast.com/TNR.
When we launched the Community Cats Podcast, our goal was simple: share stories and strategies to help cat lovers turn their passion into action. But something amazing happened. Our community grew, and so did our mission. Over the years, we've added webinars, conferences, certification courses, downloadable tools, and a whole lot more to support people who care about cats. So it's time for our name to reflect everything we do. The podcast isn't going anywhere, but our overall platform is rebranding as Community Cat Central. It's the same team, the same heart, and the same commitment, just with a fresh new look and even better ways to help you take action for cats in your community. You'll start seeing updates soon, including a brand new website, smarter email tools, and resources that are easier to access and use. We're so grateful to have you on this journey with us, and we can't wait to show you what's next.
Want an easy grant opportunity for your animal organization? Maddie's Fund is giving away a $3,000 grant each month to one lucky Maddie's Pet Forum member. You'll automatically be entered to win each month when you start a new discussion, reply to a new post, or upload a new library resource. Learn more at forum.maddiesfund.org today.
So that's the first theme that came out, was positive connections. And then there was leadership. So you're becoming an expert, and now you are being the expert. And so those that want to be the expert or the leader express that leadership role in the community are the folks that we usually see at our Community Cats program management course that we have through the University of the Pacific, which is starting on January 26th. It's an 8-week course, and it's really for the folks that are going to be the go-to person in that community with regards to community cat program management, with an understanding of how to strategically reduce cat overpopulation in that community. We also have our community cat pass holders. Many of those are leaders in their communities with regards to how to strategically address cat overpopulation, as well as the overall health and wellness of the cats in the community. You know, we have many cats that are indoor-outdoor cats. We have indoor-only cats. We have cats in shelters. We want to be able to provide resources, you know, for all of these cats that are there. So our community cats pass holders, they're the ones that want to think holistically or sort of be like the Renaissance community cat person and being able to cover all of our programs that we have during the course of the year. So about 35 online events, maybe even more. And the community cat pass holders just pay a flat fee and they're basically in on everything. They're also the leaders. They're folks that are very proud of being certified through the variety of our programs, and they post it up on their LinkedIn pages. They really want to have a badge of honor to say that I know what I'm doing with regards to cats in the community, and I'm the person you should talk to about any issues in the community. Another sign of leadership that we've seen and that we'd like to encourage, you know, our organizations either partnering with us or developing their own training programs and educational programming in the community. So they're willing to go out and speak publicly on the topic of community cat program management and also be able to provide resources like a trap bank or discounted spay neuter services. We've partnered since basically the beginning of our TNR certification workshops with All About Animal Rescue in Michigan. And they're a great example of partnership where our certified attendees of our TNR certification workshop get access to very affordable spay-neuter services and trap rental in Michigan. And they've been a tremendous leader, and they are also a super clinic performing over 20,000 spays and neuters annually to cats and dogs. But they do a lot of cats in the state of Michigan. And so a huge shout out to them and the work that they're doing. Another sign that there's leadership out there is learning how to advocate and being willing to be that public advocate. So proactively going out and speaking with municipal leaders or the local veterinary community about community cat pyramid or understanding the concepts around the community cat calculator and being able to share with your local veterinary community that, you know, we only have spay neuter clinics that do, you know, 500 cats a year, spay neuter 500 cats a year, but really our community needs, you know, 1,000 cats spayed and neutered. So how can we work together to be able to reach those strategic goals? So starting to have some community strategic goals, starting to think about what systems-oriented solutions are all about. My aha moment, big aha moment in why we weren't achieving our goals here in Massachusetts when I was running the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society was I was, you know, behind a bar, rescued 35 kittens out of a dumpster, TNR'd 65 adult cats that were out in the woods behind the dumpster, but then realized we weren't going to get to the root cause until we went to the apartment complex on the other side of the woods and offered them very affordable spay neuter for their cats. So we ensured that the cats in those apartment buildings were also spayed or neutered. And that's where we wanted to learn about going upstream and really understanding that that will get you to that root cause level. And that's what will get you to like a maintenance mode or balanced mode. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later too. But that really is a big aha moment for me in understanding the sort of the process of where we had to go in order to be able to really make a change in the number of cats that were coming into our adoption programs. Some of the things that also at that leadership level that people start thinking about is adding more spay-neuter capacity. So creating a spay-neuter initiative, spay-neuter clinic, offering mentoring services to other organizations in the region to understand how to think strategically, consistent educational programming and outreach about community cats, not just talking about it when you've got a drama or some emergency happening, but having some consistent educational programming going on. And also understanding that if there's another organization that's doing something, maybe you want to give money to them to help support that program that you know at the end of the day is going to reduce cat overpopulation. So just some of the ideas of just being able to think strategically and as a leader, that's a way to be able to work and collaborate on a regular basis. So I mentioned what's a community cat population and what does that look like? And so I'm going to just run through a few things. This is going to be more fully developed in 2026, but many of you saw me stand up on stage at Expo last year. I feel very strongly that if we can get 95% of our cats sterilized, most of our problems will go away. So having that as a goal in our target areas is definitely something that I strive for. Ensuring that all cats are spayed and neutered before adoption. Pediatric spay and neuter is the norm. 100% sterilization for TNR at the colony level with mapping. Other statistics, number of hit by car cats and kittens are reduced significantly. Reduced intake into our shelters. Return to owner for cats, striving for 30% or plus. Some of those interventions are owned cat spay and neuter, cat counting, cat surveys, targeting, TNR with a management style. So really getting deep and dirty and right down and understanding those colonies that you're working with. And then just a significant increase in spay and neuter capacity and accessibility. And a lot of that has to do with collaborating with the veterinary community. Some other things, and I've mentioned it a little bit earlier with regards to leadership. So understanding and developing a community cat's needs assessment, being very comfortable with reaching out into the community, talk about community cat issues and spay neuter in a productive way. Thinking about ideas like community cat food pantries or cat food pantries or supporting food pantries that will distribute cat food to cat caregivers, wellness, vaccination, organizational representation, being able to understand work effectively as a caregiver or with caregivers so that there's a collaborative relationship there. Create mutual aid options so that then there's a self-sustaining model of giving and sharing within the community that doesn't need to have an organization managing it. So say I have two cases of cat food and I'd like to help support a caregiver in the community and they post that they're a caregiver and they need some cat food, then we can just cross-connect on our own and it doesn't need any higher level involvement. So a lot of organic relationships. Eliminating economic euthanasia is another one. TNR best practices being the norm, that's another goal, as well as sort of resident-led efforts for the best practice of owned cat TNR. And when I say resident-led efforts, you know, I'm really saying that the community knows what they're doing with regards to TNR. So if there's two cats in a backyard, then that resident knows, oh, I just need to get those cats fixed. Or I need to put a paper collar on those cats first because they seem friendly and we haven't seen them for a while. Or I haven't seen them at all and they're now brand new and they're friendly. Put a paper collar on them to find out what their situation is before then working on an action plan for them, whether it's trap, neuter, return, or whether it is a rescue pathway from there. So just wanted to mention that, because when you are at that balanced or maintenance mode, you are dealing with like onesie twosies, lower number of cats, you're not dealing with a larger number. The third component of things that we've talked about a bit was, you know, sort of creating these human bonds, or this is what I aspire and I hope to. You know, we want to make this fun. We want to be able to collaborate so that we can work better together. But the other thing is, and it's a story that I just wanted to share with you, and I know Kristen will chuckle when she listens to this, but a story about a woman named Betty Braun. And Betty is a woman who I met back in the 90s, and she was not financially well off at all. But what she had was this just incredible heart and passion for cats. And she was crafty, so she would make cat toys. And I know we all make cat toys. I mean, we see the tables everywhere. And she would raise, back in the 90s, over $10,000 selling those cat toys every year as a fundraiser for MRFRS. And, you know, everybody's going, Stacey, everybody's doing this. We all do our bake sales and we all do our stuff and whatever. This woman, she did not have, like, she lived in a trailer that did not have a lot of heat in Massachusetts. She was just incredibly giving and incredibly loving and so passionate. She took me to my first cat show, which was definitely an educational experience. And I never would have become friends with her if it hadn't been because of the involvement and that passion with regards to cats. She was on the board of directors of Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. And again, one of the larger fundraisers at that time for the organization. And you could do no wrong if you were supportive of the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society with her. And I just always appreciate that friendship and that relationship. And she passed away many years ago. I mean, she was significantly older than I was. But I still do, to this very day, I cherish that friendship that I had with her. And the fact that we can be so diverse in our personalities and our backgrounds and everything, but yet, boy, we work together great. And that's what I wish and I really hope for with regards to our community cat world, is that we can get together, whoever we are, I don't care. We just can rally together and really improve this world for the cats that we live in. And so I share that story just because I know that there are so many people out there that have that same story happening to them, and just appreciate it, cherish it, and continue it. Continue making friends with others. So I just wanted to share that story. So, you know, as Kristen, Elizabeth, and I, we sat in this closed restaurant space over the summer thinking about what, you know, what it was that we could do to best serve you. And I mean, we always want to hear from you, the listeners, where we can help you most. And that's where we did come up with the idea of Community Cat Central. So we really hope you will check it out. You will look under the hood, so to speak. We really want people to test it, try and break it, because if it's not used, it's not being used. So we want to make sure that folks use it. So I will dare everybody to go in there, log in to the Community Cat Central e-learning page and snoop around and see what you think. We really proudly want to say that if somebody wants to learn how to help cats and help reduce cat overpopulation, you know, we are the place that will help you be able to do that. I can't believe next year we'll be approaching our 10th year at the podcast. And so, you know, this was a way for us to look to the next 10 years going forward. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in and spending a little bit of time with me today. And please, if you aren't already a subscriber to the podcast, I hope you will subscribe and write a review. If you do like this podcast, I look forward to seeing and meeting you all in 2026. And don't forget to turn your passion for cats into action. I know there's been a lot to take in here today, but I feel like we've really never been in a better position to make significant change for the lives of cats in your community with your help. Please, please, please do feel free to reach out to us at Community Cat Central at any time. We're here to help. And happy new year to you all. Take care.
That's it for this week. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. We love to hear what you think, and a 5-star review really helps others find the show. You can also join the conversation with listeners, cat caretakers, and me on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to hit follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single show. Thanks for listening, and thank you for everything that you do to help create a safe and healthy world for cats.